Episode 61 of the Ferris Podcast of them all. Joshua Ferris back with you this week. I know it's been a while, but have no fear because Joshua Ferris is here. Man, it is good to be back podcasting again. That was a little intro from Red Jumpsuit Apparatus called Senioritis. And that's what this episode is about this week. As my senior year at the University of Northern Iowa is fast approaching, starts in less than a week, I am here to tell you and talk about something that I have had since my freshman year of high school. I'm not a big school guy. Never really have been, especially since I got to high school and college. Let's say I do like college, but I don't like the school aspect of college. Had never really been a fan, probably won't be a fan as I only have two semesters left. There's not much going to change there. But if you're confused on what I've talked about for the last minute and a half, you're like, what the heck is senioritis? I've never heard of this. Well, what senioritis is, it's a term that is mainly used in the United States and Canada to describe the decreased motivation towards studies displayed by students who are nearing the end of their high school, college, or graduate school careers, or just the end of a school year in general. You know, you can say here, it's characterized by a decline in motivation or performance. And if you put it in a sentence, we'll pretend we're going in a spelling bee here. Yes, I will use it in a sentence. I try not to let my grades suffer from my senioritis. You may be wondering, okay, now I kind of know what it is. How do I know if I have it? How do I identify it? Well, here's the symptoms of senioritis. You may not care about your grades. You stop going to class. You think your effort levels don't really matter anymore. You're just going to coast through. You have no motivation to do your homework or fulfill assignments. No motivation to read the required assignments. You just don't really care. You want to coast through. And while that's perfectly fine, I mean, I've done that before. If you put in the work ahead of time, you kind of buy yourself a little bit of senioritis. You can kind of coast a little at the end. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, maybe you're somebody who is already done with school and you're listening to this episode. I think senioritis really applies to anything in life that you're going to do. It just may be called something different, but the qualities are the same. You know, you're at work, you've been working all week, you're ready for Friday. You got Friday-itis. You're ready for the work week to be done. Anything like that, any scenario, you know, you want a promotion and your boss basically has told you you had it, but it's not official yet. So you're like, all right, I'm just going to kind of coast this next couple weeks. I'm not going to continue to do the great work that I was doing. It happens to everybody. It happens to the best of the best. And don't worry, it's okay. Like I said, I've had this since the freshman year of high school, but here we are. You know, I'm still putting in the work. I gave you some examples of what some symptoms are, but to be honest with you, the list kind of goes longer than that. Because I will say, while I've had senioritis, I don't necessarily am like constantly in fear or worrying about my grades, but I do want them to be high. I want them to be well and good grades. And I will say, yeah, I don't stop going to class, but you do get that itch. With senioritis, you get an itch. Like, do I really need to go to this class today? Can I sleep through this 8 a.m.? Let me tell you, I am here to admit, as a senior, 8 a.m.s are tough. You think, well, you go to high school at 8 o'clock every morning. It's not the same. And I don't know, hopefully I find a job that doesn't start before 8 a.m. or I'm going to be in a world of hurt. Because I don't even know if I have senioritis or can't get out of bed before 7:30-itis. But it's real. It's a struggle. It's riding the struggle bus to make that happen. So now we know what senioritis is. We've talked about it. We've talked about the signs that you may see if you have senioritis. One thing I want to set straight before we dive into kind of how to beat and conquer senioritis is the association of the word lazy with senioritis. I'm here to tell you that really rubs me the wrong way. And honestly, the association of senioritis and the word lazy, it just grinds my gears. Because I, like I said, I have had senioritis for many years now. But I would say I'm the complete opposite of lazy. I'm actively involved in many things on campus. I work close to full time, not quite. And I have a pretty great social life with a great group of friends. I have a healthy relationship. I do a lot of things. I am very active. So I would say I'm the complete opposite of lazy. However, I probably don't have the best motivation to do classwork, and I won't do the assignment until 11:50 when it's due at 11:59. But I'm here to tell you that's okay. That doesn't make you a bad person or a lazy person if you have those characteristics. As long as you end up getting it done at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. If you can make the cash register ring, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter how you make it ring. As long as the register is ringing at the end of the day, like I said, that is truly all that matters. So I want to get that clear out of the way, because it just really grinds my gears when people be like, oh, well, you've got senioritis, you're lazy, you don't care about anything. That is totally the complete opposite of the truth. Now, I will say, maybe for some that does happen, but I don't like labels. People always say, don't judge a book by its cover. If somebody tells you, man, I've got senioritis, I'm ready to be done with school, don't instantly assume and attack them and claim that they're lazy, because more often than not, the people who have that senioritis, they've already put in all the work ahead of time. They're way over prepared. They're just ready to be done and move on to the next stage of their life. They want something more fulfilling. So like I said, now real quick, we are going to dive into how to beat and conquer senioritis. And again, I think this works well with anything in life. Say you're done with school, you're in your career. You want to climb the ladder, become the best you can be, even if it's not work or school related, and it's just personal life. You know, one of the greatest sayings I've ever heard is, how good could you be? Sit down and think about that. That's a very loaded and deep question, but I definitely believe it ties into this topic that we're covering today. I heard that one time, and it really opened my eyes to sit down and reflect and think, what can I do to better myself? What will make me one step ahead of my competition? How can I secure that job? How can I start that family? Or whatever scenario you want to put yourself in. But how can you truly be the best version of yourself? And what version is that? How great can one be? So again, while this is to mainly conquer and beat senioritis, like I said, definitely take these tips and tricks and apply them to your life. And I believe they will help conquer any time you're in that lull where you're just kind of stuck in the mud. Feel like you're in quicksand, you're drowning. Get out of that, break free. And here's how you're going to do it. You're going to set attainable goals. Grab a pen and paper and write down the goal you want to achieve between now and a few months down the road. You know, these goals don't have to be major. They can literally be whatever you want them to be. You know, if you're in school, maybe you're going to put like what you want your GPA to be. If you're in the professional setting, maybe you're going to put down when you want that next promotion or when you want that raise. But keep reminding yourself to prioritize the basic responsibilities of how to accomplish the goal you set. And in order to do that, that leads us to the next thing, is to make a plan of action and stay organized. You have your list of goals. It's time to develop a strategy to achieve them. And if you haven't already, you know, use Google Calendar. Buy an agenda or whatever. What I always tell people, I even tell my girlfriend, if it's not on the Google Calendar, it's not official. I am a firm believer in the Google Calendar. I am a busy individual. Even though I have senioritis, I still go to things. And let me tell you, if it's not on the GCal, I'm probably not going to be there. You know, make sure you know all important dates and anything that you want to do, all your work obligations, all your meetings, anything like that. But also, you need to make sure you schedule time blocks to train, to study, to reorganize, to relax, and take care of yourself. I've said this in previous episodes, you are your biggest asset, and you have to take time in your schedule to treat yourself. Okay, it is 2021. Treat yourself. While you're doing those two things, take on a new activity. Make sure you put in your schedule time for that new activity. But to kind of help get you out of that stuck in the mud lull, you're not sure what you want to do, you don't want to be there, you're just there, take on a new activity. Get involved in something. Find a hobby. If you're in school, find a club. Find an extracurricular. Go hang out with work friends after work. Whatever it may be, do something new. Maybe you like to read. Read a new genre. Maybe you like trading cards. Start collecting. Read comics. Play video games. Go outside. Enjoy nature. Do something outside. But taking on a new activity, it brings you a challenge. You're going to want to improve and get better at your activity. It lets you take your mind off of things, so it creates an escape for you. And it just allows you to feel like, man, this is fun, and you re-energize yourself, and you kind of get a new perspective on things. Last couple tips I have here for you. Get your friends active with you as well. Whether it be in this new activity or just going outside or working out or whatever the case may be, kind of use the buddy system. I mean, there is strength in numbers. It's been proven time and time again. Although I would like to say I am a one-man wolf pack, there are many things in my life that I would not have been able to accomplish without my friends being there as well. So I'm giving credit when credit is due, but I'm telling you as well to conquer senioritis or whatever itis you may have that affects your motivation, find a friend to help you along the way. You know, start thinking about this as your college decision or graduating, but in the grand scheme of things, like I said, even if you're already done with school, start thinking about your future. That's how I would categorize this tip. Because think about, like I said a little bit ago, how good could you be? You got to think about the future a little bit. You need to visualize. Sit down, relax, let all the negative energy go, and visualize, where can I be in 5 years? And where do I want to be in 5 years? Because you can achieve what you want to if you put in the work. You're going to have to put in a lot of work because nothing comes easy in life. The world does not know, they don't owe you anything. You know? Nobody in the world knows you. The world doesn't owe you anything. And that's okay. You know, get you a little chip on your shoulder. But think about your future. Think about the steps to get there and where you want to be and how high of an excellence level that is. Those are the tips to conquer senioritis. Again, I want to make this very clear that even if you're not in school, Maybe you've dealt with senioritis in the past, and maybe you're dealing with it in kind of a slightly different aspect in your new life that you live in, the new phase of life you're in. That's okay. It happens. We're all human. It is not the end of the world. And I want to say right now, it is okay to struggle. And it's okay to get help. And you know, I can say that as somebody who struggles with reaching out for help. That is very hard for me, very challenging. And when it comes to senioritis, it's always been there. But what I'm going to do, and I'm making a pledge to the Ferris Podcast and all listeners out there, I'm going to use these steps that I put out for you. And although I'm going to hate my classwork, because I've never really been a fan of it, I'm going to make senior year as a whole a fun and memorable experience. So I challenge you to do the same. If you're in school, make this year memorable and fun. If you're not in school, I challenge you to make the last part of this year something that will allow you to improve yourself and sit down, visualize how good could you be and where you want to be. Write down those goals that we talked about and start working towards them. And also, like I said, one of the tips, get a friend involved as well. I challenge you to find somebody to do this with you, to find somebody to help them conquer their senioritis or whatever itis it may be as well. That wraps up episode 61 of the Fairest Podcast of them all. Pretty shorter episode this week. Like I said, as a senior, I'm ready to keep classes and stuff short, sweet, and to the point. So that is what I did for you in this episode this week. Until next time, hang tight, live life, and do your best to conquer senioritis.